Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to welcome you. If it's your first time listening, if you've been listening for the last 7 years, we want to welcome you as well. God has blessed us to have this radio program, this time slot, for 7 years. In July, it was 7 years of broadcasting this message to make your day count. Why? Because life is short. Death is sure. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and there is no do-over. So we must make each and every day count.
Oh, man. So what is on the menu this Monday morning?
We're continuing the topic, Building the Next Generation Church. We will not be a church that fades away. We will not be a generation that fades away, but we will birth the next generation with the heritage of faith. Faith is our inheritance to leave in the earth for the next generation.
Amen. And that's why David reminds us from Psalms 145 and verse 4. He gives us a reminder. He leaves it here for us. He says, one generation shall praise your work. Not just praise your work to yourself, but notice how David writes it. He says, one generation shall praise your work to another and shall declare your mighty act. So David leaves this as a strong reminder that we need to let the other generation knows the work of God, the mighty acts, what God has done, and praises unto his holy name. Yes.
We cannot keep silent about the goodness of God. You know, sometimes we give credit to luck or coincidence, but we have to really tune in and have awareness that it is God who has been with us. Even when we weren't thinking about him, it was him who held us together. It was him who gave us another opportunity. It was him who holds our breath. The Bible says he holds our breath in his hands. So we should give him the credit and give him the praise and give him the honor for all that he does. So all this week, we're going to be talking about building bridges and not barriers from generation to generation. So let's begin in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. For he himself is our peace.
Yes.
Who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. So we know that when Jesus died on the cross, that it says that the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. So that was the wall of separation between humanity and the presence of God, the most holy of holies. And when Jesus died on the cross, it says that that veil, that wall of separation, it was rendered not from the bottom to the top, but from the top to the bottom, which means that it is God himself, God's will himself, for there to be no barriers between God and his people and from generation to generation. And we know that in Genesis chapter 3, it was Adam and Eve who put a barrier in effect after they ate of the tree of knowledge of good or evil, when they hid behind in the bushes and they began to sew together the leaves. So they put forth the first barrier. Sin brings barrier, but Jesus Christ came for peace and reconciliation.
So we look at that scripture And it's so powerful. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one. Mm-hmm. So you bring two into one, mm-hmm. in harmony. Mm-hmm. So we take this verse of scripture and look back at Psalms 145, verse 4, mm-hmm. where David says to us, one generation shall praise thy work, mm-hmm. and declare it to the next. So here, Ephesians says, God is bringing both together. Mm-hmm. There's no division between one or the other, because the same Lord is over all, is good unto all that call upon his name. And so, therefore, the middle wall is gone. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we can't put up a barrier there. And that's why this week's study is building bridges. We have to build bridges and not barriers. We got to get rid of the barriers and put up bridges. Yes.
Going on in verse 15 through 18, it tells us that he abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself
one
new man,
yes.
from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
Yeah.
And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father.
Amen. So both generation has access to the Father, because both generation has what? One Spirit. Mm-hmm. There's only one Spirit.
Yeah.
We don't have a new Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's the same Spirit. And as I teach this at church, it says, the gospel of Jesus Christ remain the same.
Everything is the same. We all have the same Spirit.
Yeah.
But when you combine generations, there's a big difference in the maturity of the Spirit between an older
and
a younger person.
Yes.
And that's where we have to draw us close. It's the same Spirit, but we view things differently because we have different filters. We've been through a lot. We've learned a lot. So our spirit gets connected more to God. Where the young people, they're surrounded by, especially nowadays, they're surrounded by so much that it's hard for them to do the connection that we have. So it's up to us, older people, that we know God, to bring them in and meet them where they are and teach them that we are one no matter what the age is. And our prayer is that we all together, young and old, we all pray together and we all join together and we all become one in the Spirit.
And that's why we say every generation has something important to give to the next generation. And as you were saying, the older generation has experience. The older generation has experience, has wisdom, has testimony, has faithfulness, and have history. That's what the older generation has. But also the younger generation has something else.
Energy.
They have energy. That's right. They're full of energy. They're full of creativity. They are technological.
For sure.
They have fresh ideas and different perspective of life. So we both have something to give.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus come to break down the wall.
So now if you put the both together, the young and the old, you can be one dynamic group. And nothing blesses me more than seeing a young person on fire for God and how they use all their gifts to glorify God, especially in this day and age. And they're out there. There are plenty of young people that know God and have a mature spirit. It's the ones that are lost that we have to try to get.
Okay. So I like what you just said, Emily. When you put those two, when we come together, we have one dynamic church.
Yes.
A church that is full of young people and full of older people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say old people.
No, older, just more mature.
There's no old people. They're just older.
Yeah.
And older mean more mature, more wiser.
More wiser.
And, you know, sometimes mentally, oh, you're old, you're ready to die.
No.
It doesn't mean that. You're older is great because you're more wiser.
Yes.
You come through a lot of stuff. And now you can pass that knowledge on to the younger. So the younger and the older, when they come together without bucking head, it will be a dynamic duel together.
Yes, for sure.
Moving forward together.
Yes.
And then imparting into the next generation together. Building the kingdom of God together. Looking more and more like heaven together here on the earth. Because we know that in heaven, everybody is at their best. Everybody is at their most healthy and youthful appearance, their strength. So we have to bring that here together while we are in the earth.
Yes. And the thing that we are to do, this is going to happen. This is God called us to build bridges. So first of all, we have to get that in our spirit man, that God called us to build bridges. And here it is. The next generation church will not be built by one generation replacing another. So we got to get that straight too. The next generation church is not a replacement. It's not that the next generation is replacing the one that is now gone. No, it's not. It will be built when one generation reaches across the bridge and join and with another generation. That's what the next generation church is. That's what we're teaching right now. And we're in a role, Pastor Dan, on this. We want to reach across and grab a hold of the end of a younger person and come together to build the next generation church.
Amen.
The gospel is the bridge.
Yes.
The gospel.
Oh,
I love
that.
The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ.
Is the bridge.
Through him,
yes,
we have peace. Through him, we have assurance. Through him, we have comfort. Through him, we have provision. Through him, we have solution to the problems in the earth. That it is through him. It's the gospel, the good news. Almost too good to be true news when that word is interpreted.
Yes.
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, where we started out, so Jesus, he's the one that tears down the barriers. So Jesus, he came to break down walls. He came down to break down barriers.
Yes.
So those are things that are keeping people, from generations, from generations. And a lot of times it's just a false perspective or a prejudice from generation to generation. And those barriers dissolve when we come together in unity in Christ. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.